It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this all day. Gonna have some fun here with Don Bailey Jr. Should I play? It's probably too much to play what we did last game. You've got all the new sounds locked and loaded. Don't worry about it, Falero. He did strong. Just play the Kendrick Lamar one. Can you get that one? This is what Don Bailey Jr. did for us last game, which was a long time ago. It was 3 weeks ago. We gave him a whole bunch of lines to put in there. One of the lines we gave him was Kendrick Lamar. My left stroke just went viral. I thought he did a fantastic job at it.
Rozier to throw. Looks left now. Down the middle. Yes. Wide open. Braxton Berrios for a touchdown. 22 yards. A magnificent strike. Rozier to Berrios. And Miami leads at 37-13 with a minute 8 to go in the third.
My left stroke just went viral, Joe.
That's excellent. That was perfect. That was perfect. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Don Bailey Jr., the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes. You'll hear the game here on Saturday. That was awesome, DBJ.
I'm glad I got one right in 2 years. I'm glad.
You did a good job in the last game. It seems like forever ago, but you did a good job. You did that one. What were the other ones?
Butter knife, man. How about the butter knife?
That was terrible. It was terrible because we said to you, we never said butter knife. You said butter knife. We gave you butter knife.
Yeah, but I can't even say that. I don't even know how to say it that way. In my house, it's past the butter.
All right, as long as you're happy with it.
I'm good with it, man.
All right, and then the Facebook line was good. You did very good in the last game, and we've got some to get to for Saturday's game as well. Let me ask you a couple of questions because I do want to talk Hurricanes football here because Saturday is going to be only the second Hurricanes game of the season. So would it make sense to you if they come out a little sluggish or out of sync?
The way I have looked at this is the first game of
right,
the season.
Right.
You had 3 weeks. There's 20-something days between games. So the only way to look at this is the first game of the season. There's no recall from week one. You're probably, in all honesty, you're not even in as good a condition this week as you were 3 weeks ago. You can't be. You had 2 weeks where guys really didn't work out. You had no strength training. You had no nutrition. You had none of the things that are key components to great teams. I felt Miami coming into this season at the Bethune game, I had no question where they were conditioning wise. I think they have done a phenomenal job of getting those guys in shape. There, I could tell by camp there was, no IVs and people were healthy and the nutrition and they maintained their strength and their speed. And now I can't tell you 3 weeks later that they're where they were at the beginning of the season. That's my biggest concern. And you've had a week to get back into hitting shape after you went through a whole training camp. And there's a lot of those things that affect the product on Saturday that there's some questions for me. So I'm looking at it as game one. This is game one. I mean, that's really what it is. And it's a watered down version really of where they were physically before they took on Bethune. So yeah, I'm looking at this game and they're playing a pretty darn good opponent too. So it's this is not Bethune-Cookman, my friend.
This Hurricane Irma, the unconventional situation that the team went through playing one game, 3 weeks later playing another game. Did Coach Rick do anything unconventional in this unconventional situation to get his team ready? Anything different than the past where he just tried to get the guys going again?
I think the only thing that I saw, Channing, that I was not old school, which is how I was raised and I know you were too, is that his biggest thought was making sure that the young men come in and get rest and get fed. Get them rest and get them nutrition and work them back into shape. And because, you know, back in the day, it's, we got them back, let's grind them. They're tough, we're tough. You know, we got no school, so we're going to go, you know, all day and do everything. And he didn't take that approach. You know, he took a methodical approach in the sense that, I don't know where my team is. Nobody knew, right? You don't know where your team's at after something. It's never happened before, so there's nothing to pull on. And he brings them in, and he starts feeding them, and he starts hydrating them, and he starts running them a little bit more and a little different. He starts lifting them again, and he's just kind of he didn't go too hard too fast. And that takes a lot of maturity, and that takes a lot of thought, because that's not the caveman football that I was brought up on and most people were brought up on, you know. And I think that's what, in today's world, maybe that is conventional, but from old school, it's unconventional. I think that'll pay off, because he realizes that health and depth, especially this week, are very, very important. But this is week one to me. I can't even remember the Bethune.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to look at it. It's week one. Don Bailey Jr. is with us. You'll hear him Saturday along with Joe Zagacki. It's a 3:30 kickoff. You'll hear it on this radio station. So we gave you a bunch of lines for the Bethune-Cookman game. You did a fantastic job. That Kendrick Lamar one, it was a home run. And what we've done, because you also did the line from Baller Wives, which is, you know, if you were so talented, you'd have a job right now, which was from Channing's TV show. But that was a listener suggestion. And so, as we'll do for each game, we have people text in and they've got suggestions for you. Now, a million people have texted in, boom, and the Roadman Shaq stuff. And I'll get to that in a second. But there's so many people that texted it. Wouldn't be fair to have that as a listener suggestion. So I think we've determined that this week's winner, because I love the ones that you can remix into a song.
Yep.
And I think your money on these. Have you ever heard, "I'm not a player, I just crush a lot"?
Excuse me?
Who is that? Is that Fat Joe? "I'm not a player, I just crush a lot"? I think it's Fat Joe, isn't it?
One of them Pun, one of them Big Heavy
or Big
Spanish
Pun,
dudes.
Yeah. It's either Fat Joe or Big Pun.
Yeah, one of them big dudes.
"I'm not a player, I just crush a lot"?
Yeah, not a player, I just crush a lot.
Big Pun.
It's Big Pun? Do you have any of the song there? Is it there? Can you play it? Is it our library? If you
don't
have it,
so,
all right, don't worry about it then. It's Big Pun. All right. So that's the listener suggestion. I think that's a good suggestion, because we can remix it into the song. "I'm not a player, I just crush a lot."
I like that one.
All right. And if you can give "player" the butter treatment.
There we go.
Right. Right.
The butter treatment.
The butter treatment. "I'm not a player, I just crush a lot."
"I'm not a player, I just crush a lot."
Right, exactly.
That'll come out easy.
Exactly like that. But don't do the thing, the roundabout thing that you do with Joe Zagacki, where you go, "Hey, here's a line from Hockman and Crowder." Like, just, there's a, but whatever, there's a play, there's a sack, and just blurt it out, man. You know, "Joe, I'm not a player, I just crush a lot."
I say that at home all the time.
I imagine.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, I imagine that you do. All right, so we got that one. That's the listener suggestion. That's the listener winner for this week. So try to work that one in, okay?
All right, I just want to know how to say "player" so I don't get the points deducted.
Right, "player."
Like I did on the bottom.
"Player."
You know, "player." I got it.
"Player."
All right, no problem.
All right, you got it? "I'm not a player, I just crush a lot."
All right, "player."
All right. Thank you, "player." Now, have you heard, we played this earlier in the show, have you heard Lawrence O'Donnell, this MSNBC host, having a meltdown on the air?
No, I have not.
It actually wasn't on the air. It was off the air, but the sound got released. The video got released. This is a host on MSNBC, and, you know, you've done TV. He's got the IFB in his ear, and he's hearing things that he shouldn't be hearing. And there's also some hammering going on outside the television studio, which never makes for good live television when there's hammering. So I just want you to hear this. This is Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC. This was off the air, but the video got released yesterday. It actually happened last month. But here is his meltdown.
"What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear? Someone in that control room is out of control. There's insanity in the control room tonight. You have insanity in my earpiece. Every time we go to a SOT, there's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing here. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. I'll go down to the floor myself and stop it. Keep the commercial break going. Call Phil Griffin. I don't care who the you have to call. Stop the hammering. Empty out the control room and find out where this is going on. It's either there or there or out there somewhere. The woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special repeatedly. Out of control. Crazy sound coming in my ear. This stupid hammering. It just sucks. It sucks to be out here with this out of control.
All right. Anyway, those liberal snowflakes, man, they'll get you every time. But here's the line that we want you to do from that.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
Okay. That sounds like me sometimes. Stop the hammering. I like this one.
All right, so play that one more time. Stop the hammering.
Can we negotiate this a little bit, though? Can we just do stop the hammering?
No. It's got to be these three lines.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
All right.
I got it.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
That's good. I can work that right.
All right, good.
I already know where I'm working at it.
That's topical. That's perfect.
Does he still have his job, by the way?
Oh, yeah. He's still a liberal snowflake with the wisp of hair over the top of his head.
Wisp.
He likes that wisp of hair, man. When we played it earlier, Channing pointed out that when like white angry people in power, they have a little wisp of hair that flops up and down. Because we played the Bill O'Reilly when he went crazy too. So
Channing said wisp.
No, I
that's not in me. DBJ, you know that's not in me.
And then so when you start talking about hammering and hammer, then you start thinking about MC Hammer, and then we have another line for you. This is from an MC Hammer song. And this is a beat, huh? You can't touch. This is a beat, huh? You can't touch.
Hey, what?
This is a beat you can't touch. From, you know, MC Hammer, you can't touch this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a beat you can't touch. Can you do that? This is a beat you can't touch.
Sure I can.
All right. Write that one down.
You can't touch. No, you got to.
All right, I'll write it down. This is a beat you can't touch. I'll text
it
to you.
I'm one word off. I fail. I want it to be your deal.
Did you know that Channing Crowder was named after Carol Channing?
I had no idea.
That is the truth, correct?
Yes.
Your grandmother loved Carol Channing, and so that's where the name came from. And here is obviously a famous line that we could mix into a song from Carol Channing.
But diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. You have to say it like that.
You're not going to do that, are you?
Oh, yeah, but you have to do it. Like, I don't want to hear diamonds are a girl's best friend. I want to hear diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oof. Okay.
You got to do it.
Keep pushing that envelope.
Give us a little more Carol Channing.
But diamonds are a girl's best friend.
You know, like your dentures are slipping. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. You want to practice?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
It's excellent.
Beautiful.
Man. It's excellent.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Right. Perfect. You nailed it. You nailed it. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Okay, and then you've got this poor ESPN reporter on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago, Sergio Dipp, who was out of his element. And
I heard you guys killing
him. Yeah, it was not good. But here's one of the lines that he did.
Here he is. Having the time of his life.
Here he is having the time of his life.
Okay.
Right? But you gotta channel Sergio Dipp. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be, here he is having the time of his life.
Let me hear him again.
Here he is having the time of his life.
Here he is having the time of his life.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Put some commas in that when you send it to me.
All right, put some commas in there. Falero, stay away from the apostrophes, but commas, we're all over it. We'll get it done for you. Maybe in an ellipses. Do you know what an ellipses is, Falero?
Like the little enye?
Oh, do you know what an ellipses is, DBJ?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
You know what an ellipses is?
Yeah. Semicolon.
Yeah, you know what it is?
No, it's not a semicolon.
Oh, okay.
The three dots, like the three periods to indicate that you're thinking a little bit or whatever, that's an ellipsis.
I call that dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, put those in there. That'll work out better. Yeah.
Now, here, I'm sure, DBJ, that you're familiar with Roadman Shaq.
We're breaking up a little bit.
Right. Now you got to pay attention here because we want you to do all of this. It's probably appropriate after a sack.
Boom. Yo. God. The thing goes. Skippy kid pop pop. And the poop 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 boom. Skia. Toot toot coot coot boom boom. Boom boom. You're done now. Big Shaq.
All right.
Let me tell you something. That guy can't even do that again. And he wrote the song. Okay? You think I can do that?
Think you can get through that?
I can't. Yeah, if I drank a quarter liquor.
I'll play it for you one more time. Give me the whole thing. It starts with boom. You got that part? Boom?
Yeah, boom's fine. Boom. All right. And then, boom all
and then
back.
And then the rest of it.
Boom. Yo. God. The thing goes. And a poop 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 boom. Skia. Toot toot coot coot boom boom. Boom boom.
I know how I'm doing on this one. You send it to me and I'll do it. You can't even write it.
I'll send you the audio. Can you do scrap pap pap pap? Hey, do you have Big O doing this? Do you have that sound anywhere? Big O accidentally, I think. Was doing Roadman Shaq on his show today.
Hit that TNT box with the little T, foof, whack, bomb, out.
Bomb is boom.
All right, here's the line from Roadman Shaq that I think you could get away with.
You're done now.
You're done now.
Is that what he said?
You're done now.
You're done.
You're done now.
You're done now.
You're done now.
You got it?
You're done now.
You're done now.
You're done now.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right.
You're done now.
You familiar with Wobble Baby?
What? Hold on. I got my apprentice here. Who's Wobble Baby?
Who's Wobble Baby? Right. It's like the New Year's baby, but it's the Wobble Baby, of course. Now, here's the key on this song. You can't just say Wobble Baby. You got to say it Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble.
Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, yeah. Wobble Baby, 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 Wobble Baby.
You got
VIC,
it?
VIC, man.
What'd he say?
Isn't that VIC?
How'd you know that?
Look, I got sources. What do you think they're the only sources? Give it to me again. I can do that one, too.
Give it to him again.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah.
Wobble, baby. I can do that.
All right, you got it? All right, there you go. I think that's
Hold
enough.
On a minute. Let me try that again.
Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble. You can't farm it out. You got to do it, man. You got it? You got to do it that many times. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble.
Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble.
There you go.
Just put four. Put four in front of it, and then I'll.
All right. Yes, I'll put a four in front of it. And then you're going to say during the thing, four wobble baby. I know you.
You're right. Here's four wobble baby. Wobble.
All right. So there you go. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. Who's got a hammer? This is a beat you can't touch. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Got to remember that one.
You're done now. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. All right, you got them all?
I think I do.
All right.
Hey, you know, this is a good game for you to give me 22 lines because this game might last 6 hours.
There is going to be, there's going to be a lot of scoring and a lot of breaks and a lot of chance for you to work these lines in. So we're going to be listening.
Are you expecting a rain delay? Is that what this is for?
All right, we're going to be listening, DBJ.
All right, guys. Have a great day, and thank you for trying to embarrass me every chance you get.
Thank you for being our clown. We appreciate it.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.